Okay, we were supposed to come up with a 10-minute halacha topic that relates to Camp Keli. Camp Keli is a place of great chesed, so I thought we would do something chesed-related. People said, that's a halacha topic? That's like a hashkafa topic. It's a musar topic. That's not your thing. But it is actually a halacha topic. The halacha demands that we do chesed. So it's something that's spoken about a lot in girls' schools, not so much in yeshivas. But men are also obligated in chesed. We're all obligated in chesed. The question is, how much do we have to give up in order to do chesed? And that's really what we're going to discuss tonight, is not just how much time do you have to give up, how much anything do you have to give up, how much money do you have to give up, how much dignity do you have to give up, how much personal loss and sorrow do you have to give up, how much of your own Talmud Torah do you have to give up in order to do chesed. So just by way of introduction, the Mishnah in the very beginning of Maseches Peah, very well-known Mishnah, El Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir, and Gemilas Chasadim is amongst those things that are in Lahem Shir. Pashtus is that it means that there's no there's no maximum shir, that however much you do, the more the better. It's always good to do a lot of chesed. Some might suggest it might also mean that there's no minimum shir, that any small act of chesed is an act of chesed and is worthwhile. The Turi Evin writes in Maseches Chagiga that many of the other items on the list do have very precise amounts of what you're supposed to do. Many of the other things ain lahem shir, but you're just, the more you do, the better it is. Chesed doesn't have any precise amount. There's no shir that's given at all whatsoever for chesed, and we just sort of go with it by feel. There's an outstanding Rosh Yeshiva here in Yeshiva University named Rabbi Daniel Feldman, who has written many books about Ben Adam L'Chavero. He has remarked to me on several occasions that it disappoints him that nobody knows about his second book. So a lot of people know about The Right and the Good, and I'm sure you've all heard about the most recent sefer he wrote on Lashon Hara. I forgot what it's called, but on Lashon Hara. He has a book in between called Divine Footsteps. In my humble opinion, it's the best of the three. They're all outstanding. And in the first essay, in Divine Footsteps, he discusses this very topic. How much do you have to give up in order to do chesed? So first, let's talk about money. How much money do you have to give up in order to do chesed? One of the basic nafkaminas between mitzvos ben adam l'chaver and mitzvos ben adam l'makom is that, generally speaking, mitzvos ben adam l'makom can require you to give up money. Mitzvos ben adam l'chaver, generally speaking, do not require you to give up money. Even kibud avim, the Gemara is sugya in kiddushin, is it mishal av or is it mishal ben? And the Gemara says, it comes to the conclusion, Mishal Av, that yes, you do have to do Kibud Av Ve'Em, and you do have to spend a lot of time doing Kibud Av Ve'Em and a lot of effort, but you don't have to spend money on Kibud Av Ve'Em. If your parents have money and they want you to go shopping for them, ask them for their credit card to do the Kibud Av Ve'Em. It's Mishal Av. There is obviously an important exception to that rule, and that is the mitzvah of tzedakah. The very nature of the mitzvah is that you give up money, so of course by tzedakah there's going to be a loss of money. But generally speaking, mitzvahs neran l'chavero do not require a person losing money, and therefore, like hashavas aveda, which does not require a person to lose money, the Gemara b'Metzia says in Daf Lamed, doing chesed probably does not require a person to lose money. The Shulchan Aruch Harav goes a step further, says you don't even have to forego potential profit in order to do chesed with other people. However, Rabbi Feldman points out in the Sefer, in the name of Rav Zilberstein, in Leina L'Shabeach, Rav Zilberstein says that maybe very tiny amounts of money that people don't even think of as real money, maybe you would have to give up. For example, someone asks for a ride in your car, so it's going to add weight to the car, and the more weight it adds to the car, the more gas you're burning. But no one ever thinks of that as actual money. The slightly more gas that you're burning because you're bringing an extra person in the car. Rav Zilberstein even goes so far as to suggest, if you see a bunch of cars parked somewhere and the meters are all expired and you have a bunch of quarters with you, they're all going to get tickets for $30, $35. You can go and just put quarters in the meter. Rabbi Feldman notes that you should be careful because this may be illegal in many places. But if it is legal, you can put quarters in the meter. Then that's not really, obviously you can do it, but that it may be even required if it were not illegal. How much dignity does a person have to give up? So there is a concept of Zakin Venu Lefi Kvodo when it comes to Hashavas Aveda. Rav Shachter likes to give the example of Zakin Venu Lefi Kvodo, that you're a Chashav Rosh Yeshiva or something, and you're walking in the street, and you see someone lost a pair of underwear. So for you to pick up the pair of underwear and walk around with it all day, so that's going to be Venu Lefi Kvodo, it's going to be beneath your dignity. One does not have to take such a hit to their dignity in order to do Hashavas Aveda, and Pashtus is that it's a Chisaron Kavod Abrius to do that for any for any chesed that one would have to do. There is a question whether a person is allowed to be mochel on his kavod abrius. Let's say zaken ve'en l'fi kvodo, he decides he wants to do it anyway, even though it's ve'en l'fi kvodo. The Shulchan Aruch and Chosha Mishpat, Simon Reish Samach Gimel Siv Gimel, has machlokas mechaber Ramah about this. The mechaber writes, ha-holich b'derech ha-tova yasher va'osu l'fnim yishur sadin machzir sa'vedu b'kol makom va'afal b'she'en l'fi kvodo. You want to do l'fnim yishur sadin? Do a Shabbos aved anyway, even though it's ve'en l'fi kvodo. Says the Ramah, v'yesh cholkin va'osrin l'hachzir. Some say, no, if it's ve'en l'fi kvodo, you have an obligation to protect your dignity, and you are therefore not allowed to be machzir the aveda. So what do you want to do? What can you do if you want to go l'fnim yishur sadin? He says, pay the guy for whatever the aveda was worth, if you want to go l'fnim yishur sadin. But do not pick up that pair of underwear. That's going to be too big of a hit to a person's dignity. How much personal loss does a person have to go through in terms of pain and anguish? So generally speaking, from Mitzvah and L'chaver, a person does not have to go through an unreasonable amount of tsar, but the geder is very hard to define. By Hashav Saveda, for example, if the cost to yourself is greater than the advantage to your friend, then Chayach HaKodmin, you don't have to do the Hashav Saveda. What about Talmud Torah? How much of your own learning do you have to give up? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Zayin says that if we learn but we don't do chesed, then it's kamisha in lo aloka. That it's not okay for a person to say, I'm a masmid, so I learn. Other people will do chesed. That the boys, yeshivas, will do the learning, and the Beis Yaakovs, the girls' schools, they'll do all the chesed. That's not the way it works. A person who does learning but doesn't do any chesed is kamisha in lo aloka. Now, a person might think, well, what kind of chesed opportunities are there if I'm actually learning, if I'm in yeshiva all day? I'll never forget, I was in Karen Biavna my first year, and I was learning with my older chavrusa, Musar Seder, Rabbi Yecheskel Freundlich. He wasn't a rabbi then, but now he is, a rabbi in Atlanta, Georgia. And we were learning Musar, and he was telling me all about how you have to do chesed and be nice to people. And I'm like, come on, I can be nice to people later. I'm learning now. And he said, there's no one to be nice to anyway. And he said, what are you talking about? Do you know how many opportunities there are for chesed right here in yeshiva? Do you know about that boy from Denver who doesn't know a single soul, and he's a yeshiva guy who just ended up somehow in a Hezra yeshiva, and no one knows how he landed here, and he doesn't know anybody, and like you could use someone to put an arm around him. You know that guy from Montreal who can't even read Hebrew and somehow ended up in Karambiana, and he doesn't know, and he does. What about all the people that are that want food when there's actually some food there, and you're going to push out in line? Let them go first. There's so many opportunities to do chesed. We have to open our eyes a little bit to find the opportunities to do chesed, and even at the expense of some level of Talmud Torah. Now the Gemara says in Moed Katan that if someone is also for Talmud Torah, it's pater from other mitzvos that are efshar lasos halidei acherim. That if someone else could take care of the other mitzvos, so you're technically pater from doing other mitzvos. If it's a mitzvah that no one else can take care of, then we do not say osik b'talmud Torah pater min a mitzvah. It's a good topic as to why we don't say osik b'talmud Torah pater min a mitzvos. But if it's efshar lasos halidei acherim, then you would in fact be pater. The Gemara says remvatel talmud Torah frachnasos kala. The Gemara in the second part of Kesubis talks about how much do you have to make sure that you're melava a mace to be mevatel Talmud Torah, meaning what if the mace already has a bunch of people at the Levaya? Do you still have to go to be melava a mace? I remember when I was learning in Karen Biavna, Rabbi Teitz, Zichrono Levracha, passed away, and his Levaya was going to be in Yerushalayim, and the question was, should we miss second Seder to go to the Levaya? So I wasn't sure, because he had a connection to my family, he gave my grandmother a job, and was very, very nice to my family, but I had no personal direct connection with him. I wasn't sure if I should miss second Seder, and we came across that Gemara there in Ksubas, and right when I sat down, I decided not to go, I'm going to learn, so I sat down to learn, and the first thing I saw when I opened up the Gemara said that a person is Mevatel Talmud Torah for Alvaya Semeis, and the Gemara says, Ad Kama, how much do you have to see to it that the person, that the Levaya has enough people? So Gemara says, well, if it's a Talmud Chacham, then you need to have 600,000 people at the Levaya. Short of that, you got to go. Because just like the Torah was given with 600,000 people, when the Torah is taken away, it should be with the covet of 600,000 people as well. And if it's a Talmud Chacham, not only learnt, but also taught Torah, then there's no shir. Then even if it has 600,000 people, you got to go anyway. Rabbi Teitz, I don't know if you know, was probably quantitatively the greatest Marbitz Torah in the world when he was alive. He did a radio show. Before there was such a thing as the internet, he did a radio, a Gemara, a Daf HaShavua, on the radio, people who never learned, who didn't even, weren't even from, but just liked listening to Yiddish because they remembered from their childhood, will listen to his Daf HaShavuos, the greatest Marbitz Torah in the world, in terms of, at least quantitatively, the greatest Marbitz Torah in the world. So this, anyway, a person has to give up Talmud, his own Talmud Torah, to do this kind of Chesed Shalemes of Levayas HaMeis and Hachnasas Kala. So a few conclusions over here. First of all, there are all these heterim we spoke about. You don't have to give up your dignity, personal loss, money. However, that is all when we talk about Chesed as a Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Chesed is not only Bein Adam L'Chaveru, it is also a Bein Adam L'Atzmo. That in order for a person to develop his own Tzelem Elokim, a person has to be a Baal Chesed. Even if you don't see other people that necessarily need your chesed, and you may have certain heterim in Bein Adam L'Chaveru, one cannot be a complete Jew who has a fully developed Tzelem Elokim without active involvement in chesed on a consistent basis. The less one takes advantage of those heterim, the better and happier he will ultimately be. Also, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in the Ibn Ezra, Chilk Dalet Simcha Vavos Dalet, he says that when it comes to chesed, a person has to give a certain percentage of his time to do for others. Let's say a person is a baki in Kala Torah Kula, he knows all of Shas. So strictly speaking, he doesn't have to, he's not required and not even allowed to say, you know what, since I know so much, I'm going to let someone else sit and learn now, and I'll go do their job, because that person doesn't know anything, so let them sit and learn, and I'll just go work in their place. No, you're not allowed to do that. You have to take care of yourself. But he says there's a certain percentage of time that you have to spend helping other people. What percentage? He says, mistaver 10%. It's like Maestro Ksafin. And he says, mistaver, you're allowed to be machmir up until 20%, just like when it comes to giving tzedakah, but up until 20% is a wonderful thing to do. And the final note about chesed is that very often people think of chesed as things to do with the outside world and how we should reach out to so many people beyond us, but chesed starts at home, just like all tzedakah starts at home. Family comes first, hakarav karav kodem, just like by tzedakah, it's an additional kimam sarchal to salim. So if a person has siblings that need some help with their homework or need some help getting through social situations, whatever it might be, that's also a very great form of chesed. Rabbi Feldman quotes from the altar of Slobodka in the Sefer Or HaTzafun. He suggests that that's actually the ultimate chesed, because normally when you do chesed, there's a little busha from the recipient of the chesed, that he's embarrassed, that he has to rely on another person for help. With family, they don't have that, because of course, your family, you're supposed to do that. So it's the greatest chesed, because the other person, the recipient of the chesed, doesn't have to suffer from the busha. So whether it's in Camp Keli, or whether it's in any other place, or whether it's in yeshiva, each and every day, a person has to be very careful to make sure that chesed becomes a very significant part of our lives. Okay, now a little bit about